Hi, Christine.
Thanks for letting me use this call for my coach credentialing process.
No worries.
I really appreciate it. So, what are we talking about today?
I would like to talk about I guess continuation of maybe something we were talking about last time, where I was talking about divorce and talking about what it would look like, feel like, be like. And you told me to go and talk to somebody, a friend, about it. And so I did. It wasn't the first person I was thinking of, but it had to turn out to be my cousin. So I have a cousin, my cousin Tisa, who is just moved a couple months ago. And she's lived in Seattle, and she's very strong, not necessarily like a feminist, but she's also like, she's started her own company right now, and she's like, take life by the balls. She's very self-aware, and everyone says she should be a coach. It was very interesting on multiple levels because she is family, and I didn't expect to talk about this with family. So I'd like to maybe kind of unpack that because there were some questions she had and stuff that I couldn't answer, and I don't know, I think it just yeah, well, a lot of thoughts going on.
Okay. So you want to unpack the conversation. And so if we unpack the conversation, what are you looking to have that you at the end of the conversation that you don't have now?
I think I'm getting my head around just the whole the concept. I think we're talking about normalizing it so I can even like feel okay talking about it, handling it, thinking about it. So I guess it just feels like to me part of that. I want to make it safe to handle.
Okay. So normalizing the concept, divorce is a concept that's safe to handle.
Right.
Okay. Are we looking for the whole enchilada today or just moving the needle forward?
I'm just looking to move the needle forward.
Okay. So what does that actually look like?
Moving the needle forward.
Yeah. And maybe it's not a look like, maybe it's a feel like.
Sure. I mean, I think that there were, she asked me a question that I couldn't fully answer, or I struggled to answer, which I'd love to actually ask you. I guess I think I feel more comfortable, and I think that I'm willing to actually open up about it more. Right before, like today, I actually had lunch with a friend from college, female, actually. I wasn't talking about divorce with my wife or anything, but I was surprised that I started just talking about marriage more and the difficulties and she cause, anyways, because she was in a place where she's taking a break from guys, from dating. I don't know. But anyways, just talking more about what marriage is, because she's never been married or whatnot. I think that was, I don't know if it's evidence, but it felt like I was getting to a place where I felt more comfortable to even approach it, especially with somebody I mean, mean, we're very friendly, but I mean, we only got back in touch during the reunion, so it's not a, yeah, wasn't like a close friend. So there's that.
So what I heard in your share, if I may reflect,
Sure.
moving the needle forward might look like the experience of being more comfortable to open up in these conversations with people out, perhaps that are not as like best friend or family, to talk about marriage and divorce. Cool.
Oh, should I?
No, I was just waiting to see if there was anything. Is there anything else in there that maybe I missed or that there is for you to say?
I don't think so. I can just dive in, or
Let's do it.
okay. Let me start with a question that my cousin Tisa asked me. Because I was trying to explain what I was doing with you and this project. And by the way, she totally just dug it out of me. It wasn't like she had we had dinner a month ago or 2 months ago, like her with Gloria, my family, and my mom. And she knows everybody, right? And so when I was talking to Tisa recently, she was like, "What's going on with your marriage?" As if it was just super obvious, to her that there was something weird going on.
What's funny,
And
you have a you seem to get great enjoyment out of that. What's funny about that?
I don't know, I just thought it's very perceptive and like unexpected, and how it actually kind of I think accomplished what I was looking to do anyways, because actually I wasn't originally thinking of talking to her. I was going to talk to my friend Andy, about it. I don't know, just life is funny. And Andy was just tied up, and he's still tied up, and I just can't get through to him. But then, I don't know, life, God, I don't know, whatever, presented another avenue, and I just didn't expect it. And it was probably, I don't know, more helpful, but it was, I don't know what the word is, just, it felt good to open up in a very honest way, not just to a friend, but also to your family, who's very, who knows, and she's known Gloria for a long time too. So, and she's a mini coach, I guess. I kept telling her that she should. I think you still do the coach thing, right?
Oh, yeah. We can talk about that later.
Sure. But anyways.
I notice that there's a real warmth in your voice when you talk about your cousin. So I'm wondering if that is when we talk about what the outcome of the call, if that's the experience you're going for. The feeling good to open up.
I think that it could be something just like that. It was relief. It was comforting. It was somebody wasn't trying to judge me. It was supportive. It was, But she did ask me something that I wasn't very, like I didn't know exactly how to answer. And she was just asking, why do I need to understand this concept of divorce? Why do I need to dive into it? Because she was saying basically that, you should know what you want, and then just go there. Why do you need to do this step first? Why shouldn't you just? And I also liked it because she was very practical. Like, do this, do that. write a letter. But yeah, why did I need to feel comfortable with the concept of divorce first before just talking to her directly? Mm-hmm. I thought I understood prior to her asking that, but I'm not sure if I do, actually. Huh. And I'm not sure if we even necessarily spoke about that.
Okay.
So
okay. Shall we dive in?
Sure.
Okay. Well, where does it make sense to start for you? With what you thought it was, or the questioning of it?
Either or, like, the questioning, maybe.
Okay. So, what are you curious about around the questioning?
I think that because I was having trouble answering it, it made me feel like there was some aspect I was missing. That I guess maybe there's some self-doubt, like, oh, maybe I'm not going about it the right way, you know? Right, or that I'm missing the point more generally. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Self-doubt, I guess, mostly.
Okay. It sounds like there's a judgment on self-doubt.
Judgment on self-doubt. Yeah, perhaps. Yeah, judgment on myself, judgment on maybe the process. Because I guess it's sort of like she said, why aren't you doing it this way? And I'm like, that's true. Why aren't I doing it that way?
So why aren't you doing it that way?
One, I didn't think of it that way.
Okay.
Or two, I think I trust you and us and our process. And I don't know, there's probably not a right answer, really.
Okay. So how does that relate to, how does there not being a right answer relate to the questioning?
Not being a right answer relate to the questioning.
So,
like, is it something that you, that maybe I don't fully believe?
Well, that's interesting. What do you mean?
Like, if I truly believe there was no right answer, that doesn't matter. But I don't know, it just kind of stuck in my mind. Like, I don't know, I thought, pretty sure, I don't know if there's a right answer. It's just, you know, this, you know, it's different for every person. I do believe that. But it did stick in my mind. It just bothered me that I couldn't, or I felt like I couldn't explain it to the level of detail that I'd want to.
Yeah. I notice your voice is getting a little tense and rushed, or your tone. What's coming up for you?
Actually, I don't think too much is. I think it's might be tentative, might just because I'm trying to find the words to describe the sensation, and it's not fully clear to me.
Well, things not being fully clear has kind of been a theme of our conversations, and really the theme of the overall question around what's next with your relationship.
Right.
So I'm curious what you see in that.
Maybe subconsciously I'm using it to slow myself down.
Okay.
I mean, I think that, you know, whenever things are uncomfortable, it's definitely a topic that's uncomfortable. You know, I look to uncover every nook and cranny as I don't know, just a strategy for, you know, to know everything there is about something, and to conquer it.
So, is this strategy to know all and to conquer the thing? Does the strategy actually move the needle forward?
Maybe. But very slowly. I mean, I think I've used it in the past, and I figured it out eventually. You know. Eventually, I'll be an expert on divorce. I don't know.
Well, okay. So I notice I say so a lot in these calls.
So, well, I feel like you could tell me the answer, but you won't.
No, I wish I had the answer. but that's really astute.
What is?
Is that your experience that other people have the answer and they're just not sharing it with you?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Totally. I've told you that before though, no?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think we were walking around Soho, and it's the first time I had heard, and you told me about this concept of, what if nobody had the answers, or why do you go around thinking that other people have the answers? But I do. I trust other people's opinion more than my own.
And so I'm curious if the strategy is a way for you to compensate for nobody having the answer.
Perhaps. I mean, if you actually, you're kind of right. It's like, because I feel like I don't know the answer, and I'm too afraid or embarrassed necessarily to ask other people for the answers. I do want to overcompensate by becoming the expert more than what I feel everybody else knows.
So does the experience of expert, is that currently giving you, or so when you say expert, does it actually feel like relief, comforting, and support? Relief, comfort, and support?
To be knowledgeable about something. Well, not all of those things, but I think it does give me confidence that I could know what I'm talking about. And when I talk to other people, I stop feeling like, the fogginess, the unclarity, it's probably all in my head, but it's something about knowing makes me, feel like I can handle it, feel like I can figure it out.
How are we doing? Are
Excuse me.
we are, how are we doing in moving the needle forward on your request? There seems to be, that was a totally horrible segue. But there's an interesting, it seems like you got something there. And so I wanted to quickly just double check and see how this was in moving the needle forward so that you can be more willing to open up.
I actually think that's there's truth to this concept that we're talking about right now about how I'm dealing with this I don't know this what I feel is a lack of knowledge, like a deficiency, on my part. And so it's like even me bringing it up, it's like I need to find out more and figure this out, as opposed to just being okay, something that a question that my cousin asked and I answered, and that's it. And I made it a thing.
So, may I offer you an assertion?
Sure.
If we look at the thing that you're trying to get, relief, comfort, and support, the strategy to know everything and have confidence seems to have a, that seems to have be a different objective.
Or it's very, very roundabout. Fair enough. Fair enough.
So what do you notice about that, the roundaboutness?
I Well, I think I tend to take the roundabout way anyways. So that's not surprising. Surprised that I didn't detect that sooner. Slightly distracting. I mean, it's unclear how roundabout. Like, is this setting me back months, years, permanently? I'm not focused.
Okay. So is focus important to you? So what would bring focus to the divorce conversation?
Well, prior to this, I thought knowing more would bring focus. I'd even talk about all the articles my cousin is sharing. It's like the five stages of relationships, marriage 101, there are no soulmates, etc. I don't know. Talking more directly about the topic itself, divorce. About my experience in it, as opposed to the theory. What do you think?
What do you think?
Damn it. Yes.
So with whom will you have this direct conversation?
Besides you?
Yes.
Cousin Tisa, definitely a candidate, or Andy. So this isn't to say though that we didn't actually talk about things more directly. Even though this was the first thing that I brought up. Like the things that my cousin recognized, was that she didn't like the way that Gloria was treating me. And I guess there was a little bit of, I don't know, it's vindication or validation. Because I wasn't sure. I built up perhaps so much resentment that I wasn't sure if I could see like the real behavior.
So if we were to extrapolate out, I'm wondering if moving the needle forward is sharing with somebody who may know Gloria, but be a bit more of a Switzerland.
Who would that be?
I don't know. Who would that be?
My best friend Andy doesn't count. He knows both of us.
Well, it could be Andy, right? I mean, what I heard in your share was that your cousin saw something and actually asked you. And there's a level of comfort and kind of a first step, like a baby step. This is someone who's on your side, and you said, I felt vindicated.
Sure.
And so if the intention is to feel more comfortable and be willing to open up more, the next step may be, and it doesn't have to be, it may be opening up to somebody who's not necessarily kind of in the inner circle and may know you both, but love, okay. You know, be your friend, right? I don't know. So Andy may be the candidate. And the only thing with Andy is that he's busy, right? You said he was busy. Mm-hmm. So if it's not Andy, then who?
Maybe my friend Joe.
Okay. By when would you... Sorry.
No, nothing. It's just, it's a small circle that I feel comfortable enough to talk about.
Yeah. How many people are in that small circle?
Two.
Okay. Three. Andy and Joe.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's either that or a stranger. I feel comfortable too. Right?
Yeah. Are you willing to practice with Andy or Joe? Or Andy and Joe?
Sure.
Okay. By when will you have a conversation with them?
Next week.
So before our call next week?
Hope so, yeah.
Okay.
Shoot. Okay.
Okay. Cool. Is there value in noticing if you're operating in service of distraction or focus? Bringing awareness to
Yeah, do I think it? So. I think so. I do have a tendency to get distracted. And not just in this, in lots of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. And what would, you know, what do you see to take on after you kind of notice, you know, that awareness is created?
How to get back on track, I think, is the key thing. And I think that's one of the things, reasons I'm interested in meditation, just training to stay focused.
Wow. Okay.
My mind wanders.
So is that a practice? Daily meditation?
Yeah.
Cool. How long?
Oh, I don't know.
5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes.
Five minutes already sounds daunting.
And
what
were you gonna say?
Meanwhile, my mother-in-law goes for like 3 weeks. She's on a three-week retreat, meditation retreat, Buddhist thing. Like,
okay,
yeah,
all right. So it feels like we're coming to a natural close.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is there anything still on your mind that we didn't cover?
Mm. Perhaps, although now I'm trying to think of how focused it would have been. There were just a lot of aspects to conversation with my cousin. But I don't know if it was roundabout stuff.
Is there anything that you need to say now or share now?
I'll say one thing. She thought it was commendable that I didn't take or that I didn't take divorce so lightly, or that it seemed, yeah. But then I wasn't sure if that was really her not being married and the idealistic romantic version of of marriage. I didn't think she should commend me for that because the way I think of it, I think it's blocking me from doing a lot of things.
Yeah. Is there more that you'd like to explore around that? I mean, not today. I mean, I'm just
Right.
saying we can keep that in the lodger for next conversation.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. I think there are similar themes though.
Okay.
Fine.
So when you look at where you started the conversation, wanting to normalize the concept, move the needle forward, the experience of relief, comforting, and support as you practice opening up, what'd you actually get?
I got that I'm very good at distracting myself. Like I have a better sense what I'm doing. Asking a lot of questions, trying to become this expert on, I don't know, theory. So just, what I'm doing and perhaps what I'm not doing in service of this goal.
Complete for today? Awesome. All right, let me stop the recording. I'll be right back.